Call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. The Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Byers, Setzer. Approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
Motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 with Lytle absent. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote.
I was absent.
Okay.
Yeah. I switched mine over. I wasn't here, so I should.
Okay. Vote. So it is 5 in favor, Juergens, Bauman, Adams, Byers, Setzer, with Dorn abstaining and Lytle absent. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for equalization. Approve or disapprove tax correction slip number 5. Did it make it to the right side?
Yes. I make a motion we approve tax correction slip number 5.
Second. Moved by Setzer. Seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote.
Right. That was personal property tax being lowered. What was that being lowered for, or what was the reason behind that?
When they sent their personal property schedule in, they added an extra 0 where it shouldn't have been.
Oh, okay. All right.
And so then they caught it, and because their taxes are so high, and they got to looking at it, so then they sent in an amended schedule.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Vote. 7-0. With Lytle present, and anything else for equalization? Lorraine, you're up.
Okay. We are working with homestead exemptions right now, and if you talk to anybody, I want you to let them know there is a new form out this year, not to use the old form. We mailed out the new form when we got, you know, that people were on it before, but we just want people aware that there is a new form. And a lot of people seem to forget there's a place right before above where people sign that they have to check if they're a U.S. citizen or not. And so many people are forgetting that. So if you talk to anybody, just kind of remind them on that.
Explain a few of the qualifications for the homestead exemption. Who qualifies? I mean, do they have to be so old or what? I mean, or...
Yeah, they have to be 65 or a disabled veteran.
Or disabled veteran, okay.
Yeah, or it can be a disabled individual, but they have to meet some criteria and have a physician's letter on that.
Is there an income qualification, too, or not?
Yes, there is. I don't have amount with me, but there is. And then a lot of people have a... they think if their income is low enough and stuff, if they're 100% approved, they don't pay any taxes. That is true if their house value, like last year, we take an average of all houses every year. And last year for 2011, for over 65, it was $86,360. So if their house was over that amount, then they would pay the difference. So that makes a little difference, you know, because some people just have the perception, I guess, that, oh, I'm 100% exempt. I shouldn't pay any tax. Well, and then you have that if your house last year was valued between $172,000 and $192,000, then we do a sliding scale, too. So, it isn't. And if they have one that is $200,000, then I'm sorry. Even if their income qualifies them, they aren't going to get it. Any other questions on that? And then I just want it brought to everybody's attention this year for personal property. We are requesting the federal depreciation schedules. So with your personal property, we want your federal depreciation. We have the right to ask for that, and we decided to do that because we just want to make sure that we're getting everything we're supposed to be getting. So,
Rick. I hate to bring this up, but I've already had some people that have talked to me about that. I don't know if they've seen the article in the paper or whatever, and they go, "Well, I'm not going to turn in. I don't need to." And I know you say that by law you can ask for it. What kind of, I guess, teeth or how can you enforce that? I mean, that's.
I brought the letter. We do have a statute, which is 77-1236, that says that we can ask for that, and if not, we can get a subpoena and subpoena their records.
Okay.
If Patty wanted to carry it that far.
You want to carry that far?
I know in years past, when Kurt Spoker was assessor with Akuma, we did do that. We subpoenaed their records.
Okay.
We do have that right, you know, and stuff. So, anything else?
Anything else for the good of equalization? Board of Equalization adjourned at 8:36.